Hi, this is a dedication for Mr. Kenneth Graham for date service January 5th, 2023. The person is here, date of birth 4/15/74, date of accident 11/16/2022. Mr. Kenneth Graham is a victim of the accident where he was involved in a head and collision leading to head injury, TBI symptoms of forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of memory, loss of concentration, neck, nail, and erectile dysfunction, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both hips, and tailbone area, and radiation to both legs, posteriorly, nasty dermatitis, flexion, and the left arm numbness. The pain levels are varying from 8 to 10 despite the pain medication. He is a senior family physician, Dr. Sufa, S-O-U-F-F-A, for Dr. Shaman and Linda.
What?
Hi.
The, body release has been reported by the patient. ADS are affected as well as the general activity and mood and sleep are affected 10. Working ability, working relationship, they are affected 9. In the system review, in neurology and psychiatry reports, dizziness, vertigo, headaches, vision disturbance, double vision, and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness patient reports, stiffness of the lower back and neck, and both shoulders, along with pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and the left knee and left hip, and also tailbone area. A CT scan has been ordered for identifying fracture of the coccyx. In the GI, bedroom, also vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach, and bladder, the stool, travel, swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence, the urine, the cancer, painful, urination, blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last day, the patient reports no changes in the pain levels, and there is no changes in the medical issues, surgical issues, hospitalization, weight loss, or any trauma. Current pain medications are narco. Substance abuse, none is reported by the patient. And compliance is the patient reports full compliance with the pain medication size. The physical examination is as follows. The physical examination duty is 174 over 170, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 12/22/2022, dictation number 0115-016. And the patient is, MRIs have been reviewed. He has been found to have multiple issues in the MRIs. And he's seeing a spine surgeon, Dr. Redden, as well as he's seeing a orthopedic surgeon for his shoulder. He already had a surgery for the shoulder and the lower back. I've offered him injection treatments that he has not availed of for further treatment. He is being referred to advanced ophthalmology for checking the eye vision and a CT scan for the sacroiliac joint and coccyx. Neuropsych has been ordered. Patient will be reviewed in 1 month time. Thank you. He continues on his therapy twice a week.